President Obama's signature now makes the continuing resolution through December 11th official. And the leaders of the appropriations committees in the House and Senate are already at work on a spending plan for the rest of fiscal 2015. David Hawkins is senior editor at Roll Call, watching the committees work on this omnibus bill. And David, I suppose we maybe should take some solace in the fact that they are working on an omnibus bill, but I don't know if they have a lot of time. What does the schedule look like for Congress the rest of the year? December 11th is creeping up on us, I would think, schedule-wise.
December 11th is sooner than you think.
Yes.
So the election day is November 4th. That's a Tuesday. The following Tuesday is Veterans Day, November 11th. Congress comes back to begin the lame duck the next day, Wednesday, November 12th. But then they're only in Washington for 7 or 8 days before they go away for Thanksgiving week.
Uh-huh.
And then they come back on December 1st, and the distance between December 1st and December 11th is only 9 work days. So we're talking about maybe seven work days before Thanksgiving, which will be dominated probably by new member orientation and leadership elections for the new Congress and other things that don't really relate to legislation. And then when they come back from Thanksgiving, just 9 work days before that Thursday, December 11th. Now, I have no reporting on this, but I do have, 20 years of seeing my plans for Christmas week messed up by Congress. I would tell you that I think Thursday, December 11th is somewhat of a stalking horse and a little bit of a hostage taking, and that there are some scenarios under which they could pass a second CR for a few more days, hold members in town that last full week before Christmas and try and get the deal done then.
People have ruined your shopping at the last minute, and it doesn't sound like you're bitter about it at all.
Oh, not in the least.
Yeah. That's actually something that we discussed, though, on the Federal News Countdown on Friday, is the idea that December 11th, if we think back just to the last couple of these shutdown showdown fiascos that we've gone through, the date is never the date when it comes to Congress, is it,
right,
David?
The date is never the date. I think it's interesting, that they made it a Thursday instead of a Friday. I mean, this is... they made it Thursday the 11th instead of Friday the 12th.
Right.
Maybe that's to say, if we get all our work done, then you can have that an extra head start on your long Christmas break by getting out of here on a Thursday night instead of a Friday night. And so that's one little bait and switch that they're trying. And then there's that other week between the 11th and really Christmas week. Now, if the Republicans win control of the Senate, then there will be a considerable push, I still think, for the Republicans to say, we're not doing any of this after December. We're not writing an omnibus. Some conservative Republicans will say this. We're just going to come back and leverage our new muscle in the new year. And then it would be a fight between those more conservative Republicans and the sort of regular order business, the Hal Rogers and Dick Shelby and Thad Cochran's of the world, the senior Republican appropriators who want to get this wrapped up before Christmas so they can take a fresh start in the new year.
Because I'm hearing reports from the Hill today that Chairman Rogers and Chairwoman Mikulski are already talking about what an omnibus might look like. And as I said at the beginning, I think it's a good sign that they're at least talking about appropriating bills instead, or writing appropriation bills, even if they package them all up, rather than just saying, "Well, the heck with it, we'll just do another CR for the rest of the whole year."
That's exactly right. Both of those two, Senator Mikulski and Mr. Rogers, the House Chairman, are, they've put a lot of work into things so far, and we should remind ourselves that the House has actually passed seven bills, and the Senate committee has at least written all but one of them. The only bill that they haven't written is the interior bill. So there's a lot of sort of groundwork, a lot of foundation and framing and rough in of the plumbing and the electrical that's already been done on this big package. And in their view, it's nothing that some serious compromising can't fix in a few days.
The scary part, I guess, though, David, is once this is out of the way, this will probably take us to January, because whether the Republicans get control of the Senate back or not, I doubt anybody has the stomach to do anything else about this, about anything beyond 15. And it strikes me that I know February, March is when we'll get the president's fiscal 16 budget request.
Right.
But here we are again, kind of the same place where we thought we were. Passed last year when the Bipartisan Budget Act was passed, and yet we have no framework in place for what Congress can expect 16 and 17 to look like.
Well, right, except the only framework that there is that, you know, next year is when those sequester numbers
return.
And, you know, this was supposed to be the easy year, and you and I spent, or at least I, spent much of the early part of this year in our conversations trying to talk everybody into a sense of false optimism.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, so thanks so much for having me on to talk about false optimism. You know, they were only a couple of billion dollars apart, and that this was really going to be the easy year. And, of course, it hasn't turned out that way in the 1 year where they took some relief off the spending caps. They essentially matched this year's spending with last year's spending, so this was supposed to be easy. Next year, not going to be so much. Plus, of course, there are plenty of policy riders in those Republican bills that the Democrats aren't going to abide by, and some on the Democratic side that the Republicans aren't going to abide by. And if it's the only, if a big omnibus is the only legislation that really, the only so-called train leaving the station in December, you're going to see all manner of people trying to attach all manner of things to it. Everything from the doc fix for Medicare patients to, you know, what to do about the name of the Washington NFL football team.
A lot of riders on that omnibus. Now, I'm making a note here to myself. Hawkins equals Pollyanna. Okay. Yeah. I just will recall that. I'm just teasing. You know, as a famous dog says, I keyed. I keyed the big cigar. Now, the stage that is set here then is for that middle of December, beginning middle of December session, though. So we probably, it sounds like, shouldn't be fooled by too much of what happens or what's talked about or teased when they come back after Veterans Day. Do you think that's a fair observation?
A fair observation that between now and the election, it sounds pejorative to say the adults in the room, but the serious appropriators, you know, the people whose driving interest as members of Congress is to try and restore some regular order to the place, they will get their chance to do this, and it sounds like they are going to try and pre-conference work out as many differences as they possibly can, so that after the election they can say, look, we've got 95% of it done, no matter how the election was won or lost, and who, whether the Republicans took back the Senate or not, let's just get this one over and done with and live to fight another day. And I think it's an open question whether that argument will prevail or not.
And from the operations of the federal government standpoint, one might argue that you could make a pretty good case to those folks to say, listen, let's get this one out of the way and really fight about 2016. That wouldn't necessarily make people happy long term, but it would make the rest of fiscal 2015 a lot easier for the agencies.
It sure would. You know, it does. It does. There is a good government. You know, there are members of Congress who, and it's a sizable number of members of Congress who understand that this level of uncertainty is not helpful to what they all say they want, which is a federal government that runs efficiently, you know, without a lot of waste, without a lot of wheel spinning, you know, that gets projects done on time and doesn't have to spend, you know, be constantly at 90% of what it takes to get a project done, you know, like what's happening with the new DHS headquarters across the river, which I'm sure you've talked about plenty. Anyway, there are plenty of members of Congress who hold to those views, but there are just enough members of Congress who think it is more important, you know, to apply the brakes whenever and however they can.